Welcome to Land Academy. This is the Cash Flow from Land Show, where we show you how to buy unwanted vacant land and sell it for more on the internet. I'm Steve Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We are your hosts. With over 15,000 completed transactions, we are the experts in this niche land flipping business.
We hold a drawing to win a free property every month. Enter to win by reviewing this show on iTunes and downloading our free ebook at landacademy.com. All right, let's get this show started.
Steve Butella here for Land Academy. Welcome to our Cash Flow from Land show. In this episode, Jill and I talk about the two ways to raise money. Well, you can raise it with debt or raise it with equity. Or you can do it our way, which I'm going to explain in great detail, which is spending your way to the top. Jill and I have done it. I love money, Jill. Mm-hmm. I love this topic.
I know you do.
This is going to be a blast.
It's like seeing zeros on a piece of paper. It's not like you need the green cash.
No, it has nothing to do with need. Yeah. It's just a game.
I know. At some point, it does become just a number on a screen.
Plus, when the other people are winning too, it's great. When we're teaching. Before we do this, let's as always take a question from a caller.
Sure. Okay.
And maybe we should do the phone number.
I could do the phone number. You mean the 888-735-5045? That number?
That number.
Oh, you mean, are you sure? Let me make sure I got it right. I had 888-735-5045.
That's the number.
Oh, good.
So you can call that number and leave a message with their question. And if you're actually an interesting person, we'll have you on the show.
You know what else? It's, as we're recording right now, it's the end of the month. And well, it's actually the beginning of the next month. And we are doing a drawing. So get in, rate the show on iTunes, and get in the drawing. I got to download the free ebook, rate the show, and then you will automatically be in the drawing for a free property. We do it every month. Thank you. Okay, back to our question. Manny from London. I had to ask, is there really a Manny in London? Steven said that he's heard of that. Manny from London called in and asked, he's from Spain. Can you do this from other places? Can you do this in other places? I wonder if he means where, I'm assuming he means where he is, not.
Yeah, it could be a lot of stuff, you know, because I'm really surprised by this, Jill. You and I have talked about it. We send education material and data subscriptions all over the world. Mm-hmm. Like, list the places that you can think of that where we have sent education.
Italy, Belgium, England, Japan,
Singapore.
We did Singapore. We have
Canada several times.
Yeah, lots of Canada.
I don't think South America.
I don't think I have any. Well, I have Mexico.
You sent it to Mexico?
Well, I have a person that was. I think it ended in Mexico.
Trinidad.
She was here. Oh yeah, yeah, Trinidad. That's right. So all over, it's really cool.
So well, go ahead.
Because we give them the tools that they, and teach them how to do this from anywhere. So you go ahead.
There's two parts to this question. I think what he might be saying is, does it work in England?
Oh.
Or can I do it from England in America and do it with American property? And those are.
Different questions.
Yeah. No, the answer is this program works, in my opinion, on every type of asset. Mm-hmm. I've done it with hospitals, long-term care facilities. I've done it with apartment buildings, all that. Mm-hmm. I've done it with real estate listings to get real estate listings. I haven't done it, but I helped somebody do that. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, I mean, I think that you can, the only thing variable is your percentages of success. Here's ours. You send out this, you can take this percentage to the bank. Ours is a lot higher because we're pretty experienced. But if you generally send out 100 letters to buy rural vacant property, and you scrub the data how we teach you to do it, mm-hmm. you should get about 1 to 5, you should be buy between 1 and 5 properties. Mm-hmm. Ours is a little bit higher for a lot of reasons. Well, because we sent out 7 billion pieces of mail.
Well, and then that 100, that's like 20-ish callbacks.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah,
20,
yeah.
It's one, 20 like really good leads that you're following up on, and then you buy 1 to 5.
I just had lunch with somebody who's very experienced, almost as experienced as we are, and we laughed about it because we have the exact same numbers. Mm-hmm. So it's you, but you can bank on this 100, 10, 1. Mm-hmm. So with houses, The way that I've done it in the past, and I do it very conservatively to make sure you make a ton of money, 10 to 20,000 bucks a house. It's 1,000 letters to one house,
mm-hmm.
which is not bad.
Mm-hmm.
So the mailer costs you around 500 bucks and you make $10,000.
Mm-hmm. It's not bad.
That's 10 if you're...
Gee, let me think about that.
What if you did this?
Carry the two. Sorry.
Manny, listen to this. Get the data, get the education, send out 1,000 letters a month, very strategically. Do one deal a month, make $10,000. You can do it probably in the whole weekend once you're all set up. At one a week, spend your weekends doing this. And now you're making 120 grand a year.
Oh, and by the way, Manny, when you pick up the data, you also have access to our mailer program. So the letters are very inexpensive, less than the price of our stamps. And they come from here. It's not like you're sending them all international from England. That would be a mess.
The single best mailer program mm-hmm. that I think you can get.
Mm-hmm.
It's the cheapest and the best service in the whole thing. Unless you own your own print shop. And then I would even argue it might even be more.
Right.
So can you do it in London? Yeah, I think I just answered it. Any mm-hmm. different property type. Can you do it from London? Yeah, if you have like a night job and you can deal with the time zone difference and the whole thing. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. We have people who do it
mm-hmm.
from further away places than you.
Yeah. We have one guy that's he's consistently on our weekly member call, you know, and he's like in Japan and it's like he has to get up early for the call or something. There's something going on there. He does it in the morning as before he starts his day.
Our calls are at the free member call is at 3 o'clock mm-hmm. and the membership pro call is at 4.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's on both and mm-hmm. He said it's 8 o'clock in the morning, I think.
I think it is, yeah.
And he's always saying, I have to get up for this. So I don't know what he does in his life.
Right.
He has to get up at 8.
To listen to the call.
What time do you get up, Jill?
I get up. Don't ask me that today.
That's exactly why I'm asking you today.
Oh my gosh. That's probably what's going on. I'm sitting here with my eyes. If anybody could see me right now, my eyes are just kind of...
You're a little off your game today.
I'm a little off my game today, and I just realized that's probably part of it is because I did not get a lot of sleep. So we just have so many good things going on. I know you did.
You know why I'm excited?
I'm getting early emails from you.
I'm serious.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know. I have a lot. I like our role in life right now a lot.
Me too. Tell me about the two ways to raise money.
So there's two ways to raise money, in my opinion. Well, there's three. We're going to spend 30 seconds talking about the first two. If you need money to buy a house, what do? You go get a mortgage, you raise some debt. If you are an entrepreneur and you want to start a company and it's a surefire thing and you're a tech guy, or let's say you're an app developer, you go raise equity. You don't put any money in your own. You go raise a ton of money. And in exchange for that, instead of paying it back in payments like you do a mortgage, in exchange for that, you give away equity. Give away 51% of the company, or you give away intellectual property or whatever. Both ways have advantages and disadvantages. This is what Jill and I did instead. And you should too, or at least be aware of it. You buy a property for $1,000 and then you sell it for $2,000. And you put the $1,000, wherever you got that $1,000, put it back there in your savings account from your grandmother's drawer, whatever. Take that $1,000, make it $2,000, $4,000, $8,000, $16,000. And I've proven this over and over and over again. Mm-hmm. It doesn't take too long, if you know what you're doing, to get a pretty substantial amount of money accumulated.
Mm-hmm.
Less than a year, actually. Mm-hmm. You just have to have your ducks all lined up and you have the right people in place and do a lot of deals fast.
Mm-hmm.
Which is not hard to do, but mm-hmm. you know, you need mailer capital and some good education. So that's what I call spending your way to the top, which is probably not a very good way to describe that because that's what sorority girls.
Well, you shouldn't say borrowing your way to the top.
Or sleeping your way to the top.
Yeah, no, we're not doing that. That's not how we did it.
Some of us may have.
Yeah, no. No. I'm back on the sorority girls thing. Please explain that to me.
Well, I just meant spending. Spending your way to the top. Your way to buy expensive clothes, even though you're ding-dong.
Oh.
You know.
Got it.
You're at the top of the social thing.
Got it.
Which I never understood, but whatever. That's not my thing.
That's funny.
Why'd you get up so early?
Well, my phone's ringing from emails coming in because someone is in the office at 4 in the morning. That's part of it. So, well, you know why I got up so early this morning? Because I was heading to the DMV.
Just kidding. Oh, my gosh. You killed me with this DMV thing.
No, and I was just so funny because I'm, and as you stand there and it takes so long, you're kicking yourself going, I should have got here earlier. Duh. No, I shouldn't have been there at all. Anyway.
You know, every time I talk about debt and equity to anybody, it seems like the pendulum, everybody's either for it or against it. So there are people that love debt. They just love to leverage everything. They somehow make that work. I'm on the other end. I say pay cash for everything. I think probably the right way to do this is to use it wisely in the middle somewhere. You know, is it crazy to get a mortgage? Probably not. I'm nuts about that. I refuse to have a mortgage. I don't know why. And I know you're like that too, Jill.
I know. Well, you know, you just brought up a really good point. There are a lot of people out there that they just think it's a way of life.
Yeah.
That it's a fact.
Oh, I have met a lot of people say, I have a car payment.
Right.
Doesn't everybody have a car
payment? And it's not even that. It's not even just the normal walking around car payment stuff, but I'm just thinking even in the professional world. I'm like, God, that's just so. If I had a car payment and a house, at least I know I can sell my car and probably sell the house. Right. I mean, I'll go sideways. I'd be able to do that.
Yeah, me too.
But I'm borrowing to do a flip. And I have a mortgage and I have a timeline and I'm borrowing a lot. Now, people do that. They borrow money for a flip and they're borrowing all the money for all the renovations. Yeah. I mean, it's all borrowed. And they're counting on the fact that it's going to be done in X number of days and staged and sold in that many days after that. And there's so many things that could go wrong that, you know, you're staring at this mortgage coming at you and you don't have the money for the mortgage payment. I mean, that's just so scary to me. But there's a lot of people, that's how they roll.
Nothing makes me more stressed out than what you just described. Mm-hmm. I would rather just do something else I'm not a house flipper, man. You know, that makes me so stressed out to think about that. You and I did a bunch of flips. I don't mind wholesaling them. I love wholesaling.
Right.
But cleaning them all up and then waiting and.
Right. Yeah.
Jill, I don't get it either. You know, I guess we all have different thresholds for that.
I don't have the stomach for it. But I would not sleep.
So think about this. So let's say somebody gets a bright idea, like whoever came up with Uber, you know, the taxi cab replacement company. You can't start that yourself. Unless you're a billionaire, then you even wouldn't want to anyway. What you want to do is raise private equity.
Hold on a moment.
And probably a portion of debt.
I have a question about that. Why couldn't you start that yourself? They don't own the vehicles.
Oh my gosh, the computer power that's required to develop that.
And then, couldn't it have started small in the city and just go from there?
Yeah,
Isn't that how it started?
There's a company in San Francisco called...
Lyft?
It's called... I don't remember. But it's specifically made for kids, for, you know, children. Mm-hmm. So it's all...
They make the best drivers.
Oh. See, I couldn't have said that. If I say that, I get in a lot of trouble. But you can say that.
Where are you going with this?
No, you need... when it's that big... And you know it's going to be that big. You raise a ton of equity and you do it right. You know, you have servers can crash and stuff. You got to. It looks like a silly little app on your phone, but you are overtired.
I am. You know what? As soon as I'm done, there's a 12-year-old driving me home. Because right now they're a better driver, actually.
You should go to the DMV right now.
Oh, yeah, that's a great idea. I'll be a whole barrel of laughs there. That'd be funny to walk in overtired and drunk.
Are you drunk right
now,
too?
No, I'm not. I just threw that in because it would be funny.
Because Jill's drunk, you can join us in another episode where she and I discuss your all-important success in Uber investment and in life. What's going
on with
you, woman?
I am not drunk.
I know you are.
I'm tired.
You are overtired. I can tell.
I'm overtired. And I'm glad that you figured it out. Because when I was sitting here and we're talking about the shows and like to get my head together and get my notes together. I'm going, why can't I not focus? I'm having a hard time. And then it hit me. So this is funny. So I apologize to anyone right now and everyone and anyone listening.
We'll cut this short for Jill. Let's go buy some property.
We hold a drawing to win a free property every month. Enter to win by reviewing this show on iTunes and downloading our free ebook at landacademy.com.
If you want to get involved or you need more information about our profitable, niche real estate operation, call 480-467-0359. You just might get Jill at the other end of the line.
Landacademy.com. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.